Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner, Episode 5. It's such a privilege to be able to share God's Word with you. In our previous episode, I mentioned the fact that our Heavenly Father wants us to grow. He does not want us to remain carnal, worldly babes in Christ. When we come to Christ, we become new creations. We are delivered, rescued, liberated, free from the authority and the control of the kingdom of darkness. Colossians 1:13. Our freedom is instantaneous. It is an accomplished fact. We are no longer under the dominion of darkness. We are righteous in His sight because of everything Jesus did for us through His death, burial, and resurrection. However, our understanding of what He did for us or our understanding of what He has done in us is limited at the beginning of our walk with Him. We all start off as babes in Christ, immature Christians, easily tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4:14. Think about this. As children develop, they go through a phase where everything they see goes straight to the mouth. They are unable to distinguish between what is appropriate and what is outright poison. Similarly, babes in Christ gobble up everything. They tend to be easily deceived. They usually jump on the bandwagon of every new fad that comes into the body of Christ, gallivanting from meeting to meeting, looking for a new fix, expecting to get a quick solution to their problems from a special man of God. After commenting in verse 15 and 16 of 2 Peter chapter 3, about how unstable people twist Paul's letters because they don't understand it, just like they actually distort the rest of Scripture to their own ruin, Peter states in 2 Peter 3:17 to 18, "Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawlessness and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Like we've already established, your Heavenly Father desires you grow in grace and knowledge. This can't be accomplished without understanding Scripture. Reading, studying, and understanding Scripture is crucial to our spiritual growth as Christians. Without it, you and I will be lost. We need God's Word sown into the soil of our hearts. Let's look at another statement by Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. It says, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." Here again, we see the word milk being used. When Paul the Apostle used it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, he was contrasting milk with solid food, showing that milk belongs to babes because the Corinthian church was immature, while solid food is for mature Christians. The same contrast is used in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. Peter is not doing this in this instance. He is making no such comparison. He is encouraging his audience to crave for, desire intensely, cry out for, long after, yearn for, thirst for the pure spiritual milk. Just like a baby craves for his or her mother's breast milk when they're hungry. I love the way the Complete Jewish Bible puts it. It says, "And be like newborn babes, thirsty for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow up in your deliverance or your salvation." The milk he's talking about here is God's Word. What he's saying is God's Word will help them grow up in their salvation. The same message rings true for us today. Our understanding of God's Word will help us grow in our faith. As Christians, regardless of our level of growth, we need to take time out to read, to study, and to meditate on God's Word. Scripture is important and relevant to your day-to-day life. The early church did not have the facilities we have today. yet they were devoted to the teaching of the apostles, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Today, we have scripture in every available format. You no longer have to stick to print. You can have your Bible on your mobile device, and some of these apps are free. You have access to several translations, which used to be very expensive about 2 decades ago. There are even audio versions of scripture that you can listen to. Some apps would even give you audio streaming for free on your mobile device. I mean, check out the YouVersion app. It's a very good one and very popular. Many people have it already on their devices, and it covers everything from iOS, you know, iPad, iPhones, to Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, Windows 8, Kindle Fire, even Symbian. They cover that. You should check it out. It's important that we do this so that we can grow, so that we can develop. In closing, I would just like to say, make a decision today to make Bible study a part of your Christian life. If you have been leaving everything up to your pastor, make a change today. Ministers of the gospel have a role to play in our spiritual growth. However, you must also get involved in your spiritual development. Don't outsource it. I repeat, don't outsource it. Crave God's word. Crave for understanding. Cry out for insight. Study so that you can grow. Well, this is Pastor O signing out. Hope you've been blessed by this episode. If you have, please share it with others, Facebook it, WhatsApp it, tweet it, or forward the link by text. Have a wonderful week. Until next time, remember, it's all about Christ in you, expressing himself through you. God bless you.